Title: Rave Arpeggio Writing in Jungle Context Advanced. All right, let's get into some real jungle rave arps. This is not about more notes equals more energy. In jungle, a rave arp is harmonic pressure, rhythmic syncopation, and classic voicing that cuts through breaks and subs without turning your mid-range into fog. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a tight, two-bar arpeggio phrase that actually behaves like a record. It swings, it leaves space for the snare, it has a bright main layer, a darker shadow layer, and it's all controllable with performance style macros so you can push it in the drop and pull it back in the verse. First, set the environment so the arp learns good manners. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I'm going to sit at 170. Now go to the groove pool and pick a swing groove. MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60 is a great starting zone. Try 57. If you want a crunchier, slightly more old hardware pocket, try an SP 1200 swing. Now, put a break loop in right now. Even if it's a placeholder, amen or think, do not rate this arp in a vacuum. Jungle is break driven, and the arp has to negotiate with the drums, not dominate them. And here's the first coach rule for this whole lesson. Treat the snare like it's sacred. In a lot of jungle, that 2 and 4 snare is the emotional anchor. Your arp shouldn't play through it like it doesn't exist. It should answer it, dodge it, or frame it. Now let's build the arp engine using only Ableton stock devices. Create a new MIDI track and name it Rave ARP Main. In the MIDI effects, optionally drop a scale device if you want guardrails, especially if you're moving fast. Then add arpeggiator. For the instrument, use Waveitable. You can do analog too, but Waveitable gives you quick modern control while still being able to sound classic. After the instrument, add Saturator, EQ8, Chorus Ensemble or Phaser Flanger, then Echo, then Utility, and finish with a limiter just as a safety net, not as a loudness tool, just a seatbelt. Now set the arpeggiator. Dial, up-down is a classic rave motion. Random is fun for fills, but start with up-down. Rate. 1/16 to begin. Turn groove on. This is huge. If groove is off, you can add swing to the clip and it still won't feel right, because the arpeggiator timing won't participate properly. Gate. Set around 60%. Think chatter, not pad. Steps. Start at 8 for a clean hook. If you want more rolling tension, go 12 later. Retrigger. Turn it on if you want it to restart per chord hit, which can make the phrase feel more intentional and less like it's free running. Now we're going to write the harmony, but we're not going to draw 64 tiny notes. We're going to trigger the arp with rhythm-aware chord hits. That's how you get control and phrasing fast. Pick a dark rave-friendly key. F minor, G minor, A minor, C minor, all great choices. I'll demo the idea in F minor first, then you can switch it to G minor for the practice. Make a two-bar MIDI clip. Here's the concept. You place short chord triggers on accents that avoid the snare. So, put a chord hit right on 1.1. Make it about an 8th note long. Then, leave space near the snare. If your snare is landing on beat 2, don't plan to trigger right on that transient unless you're doing it deliberately as an effect. Next, add a syncopated hit around 1.3.3. Make that one shorter, like a 16th. Then bar 2, hit again on 2.1, 8th note. And add a little call response flick on 2.3. Very short, 16th. For harmony, you can start simple. Bar 1, F minor, so F, AB, C. Bar 2, AB major, AB, G, BB. Then a quick single high note like F5 as a tension poke. Now, once the rhythm feels right, apply your groove to the clip. And don't stop at timing. Swing is also dynamics. After you groove it, go into velocities. Make your main hits a bit stronger, like 95 to 110. Make the off hits slightly quieter, like 70 to 90. That's the difference between an arp sitting on top of the break and an arp dancing with it. Quick check. Mute the drums for a second, then bring them back in. If when the drums return the snare suddenly feels less authoritative, your arp is stepping on it. Fix it with shorter gate, lower velocity on the offending triggers, or simply move a trigger slightly away from the snare tick. Now let's make it sound like a proper rave arp. Open Waveitable. Oscillator 1, saw. Oscillator 2, square or another saw. Slight detune. Unison, 2 to 4 voices. Keep the amount moderate, like 30 to 60%. We're not building an EDM super saw wall. We want bite and motion. Filter. Choose LP24. Cutoff. Start around 1.2 to 2.5k. We'll automate later. Resonance, 15 to 25%. Drive. 2 to 5 dB. AB envelope, snappy, attack, basically 0, maybe up to 5 milliseconds. Decay, 250 to 600 milliseconds, sustain, around 0.2 to 0.5, release, 60 to 150 milliseconds. Now the key part. Make the filter speak per note. Use a second envelope, ENV2, to modulate filter cutoff, amount around plus 20 to plus 40. Set ENV2 attack to 0, decay about 200 to 400 milliseconds, sustain at 0. That's your pew without it becoming a pad. Each note has intention. Now we make it sit above breaks. Open EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. Steep. In jungle, your sub and your bass design own the low end. The ARP should contribute almost nothing down there. Then dip some mud around 250 to 450 Hz by a couple dB if it feels boxy. If it starts biting the snare crack, do a gentle dip around 2.8 to 4.5 k. Just a little. If you need sparkle after you've tamed it, add a small shelf at 8 to 12 k. Then utility, set width somewhere like 120 to 160% for the main layer. Turn bass mono on, around 150 Hz. And here's an extra coach concept that's bigger than EQ, register design. If your ARP is living in the same octave as snare body and bass harmonics, you'll end up EQing forever. Instead, push the ARP's generated notes upward. A practical target. Keep the lowest generated notes mostly above C4 to E4. You can do that by triggering higher chord inversions, or simply transposing the MIDI up an octave. Let the bass be the low authority. Let the ARP be mid and top energy. Now, add movement without washing it out. Chorus ensemble, subtle, chorus mode. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount 15 to 30%. Mix 15 to 25%. Echo next. Sync on. Time. 1/8 or dotted 1/8. Feedback, 20 to 35%. Filter the echo hard. High pass 400 to 800 Hz. Low pass 4 to 7K. Mod, low, 5 to 15%. Mix 10 to 20%. Reality check. Too much echo smears transients and your break loses punch. In drum and bass, punch is the religion. Keep echoes quiet and filtered so they feel like space, not like fog. Optional sound design extra that's really effective. Put in EQ8 before your modulation effects and do a gentle high shelf dip around 8 to 12K if the raw synth is spitty. Modulation exaggerates harsh partials, so cleaning before chorus and echo keeps the width sweet instead of fizzy. Now we build the shadow layer. This is where the hook starts feeling like a record. Duplicate the track and name it Rave RP Shadow. Use analog for this one. Osc 1, saw. Osc 2, off or very quiet. Filter, LP24. Cut off lower, like 600 Hz to 1.2 k. Resonance 10 to 20%. Add saturator. Dry 4 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Utility. Make it nearly mono. Width 0 to 30%. EQ8. High pass 180 to 250 Hz. And if it needs growl, a small bump around 800 Hz to 1.5 k. Then blend it. Keep it 6 to 12 dB quieter than the main. This is texture and menace, not the lead. If you hear it clearly as a separate instrument, it's probably too loud. Now we're going to make it feel like jungle, not like a synth. Demo loop. Think in 16-bar or 32-bar behavior. Here's a classic 16-bar tease, then slam. Bars 1 to 8. Filter the ARP down. Keep it narrower. Fewer triggers, more space. Bars 9 to 16. Open the cutoff. Bring in the shadow layer. Maybe increase steps or slightly change the ARP rate for a moment. At the drop. Full ARP, breaks, bass, and then, a real jungle move. Edit the ARP out for one bar every 8 bars. Let the drums speak, then bring the hook back. Negative space is a hook. Another approach is call and response with the break. Bar 1, ARP plays. Bar 2, ARP drops out, and a rave stab or a vocal hit answers. You can even duck the ARP using auto filter automation or sidechain compression to the snare so the snare hits feel like they punch through on command. And for that classic rave edit energy, commit to audio. Once the MIDI behavior feels good, resample 8 to 16 bars to audio. Then chop it. Reverse a slice as a pickup, pitch drop a tail. Try warp modes like Beats for choppy, or Complex Pro for character. Add Redux lightly for that sample rear edge, then EQ out any new whine around 4 to 8K. Now let's build performance control, because this is how you make it feel alive across a full arrangement. Group your main chain into an instrument rack and map macros. Map filter cutoff, resonance, envelope amount to filter, echo mix, chorus mix, saturator drive, ARP gate, and utility width. Now you can design states like you're running a character. Tease, low cutoff, narrow width, low echo, open, higher cutoff, more unison or width, hype, for one or two beats, faster ARP rate, more saturation, kill switch, mute the ARP for a bar, or kill echo input and let the tail fade while the break takes the spotlight. Advanced variation tricks if you want to go deeper. 1. Controlled chaos using probability on the chord triggers. Instead of making the arpeggiator random all the time, keep the ARP stable and randomize the triggers a little. Set a couple hits to 60 to 85% chance, so they sometimes drop out, and put one fill trigger near the end of bar 2 at like 10 to 25% chance. The hook stays recognizable, but it breathes over 32 bars like a human is driving it. 2. Polymeter tension that still works on the dance floor. Leave drums in 4/4, but set arpeggiator steps to something like 10 or 14, while your chord triggers stay a 2-bar pattern. The internal motion phase shifts subtly. It's hypnotic, but it doesn't derail the groove. 3. Reduce harmonic clutter by triggering with dyads instead of full triads. For example, in F minor, trigger AB and C to imply F minor, then G and BB to imply AB over G. It can sound more like old rave sampling where the harmony is implied, not spelled out. 4. Micro chord spice. On a fill hit only, duplicate the trigger note or chord and push it up one semitone. Very quiet. It creates that siren bite. Because it's momentary, it reads as attitude, not wrong notes. Now quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't do constant 16ths for 2 bars straight with no phrasing. It masks the break and becomes tiring. Don't let 200 to 600 HC build up. That's where boxiness lives. Don't go ultra-wide without checking mono. Jungle gets played in real systems and mono compatibility matters. Don't run full band loud echo. It will blur drums. And don't forget, wrong swing equals wrong genre. Straight grid ARPs often scream EDM, not rolling jungle. Now your mini practice exercise, 15 to 25 minutes. Pick G minor, mech 1-2-bar trigger clip, G minor to F, then a quick G5. Arpeggiator, up down, 1/16. Gate 60%, steps 8, groove on, make 2 versions, version A clean, minimal saturation, subtle chorus, version B dark, lower cutoff, add the shadow layer, and optionally a parallel distortion return. If you do the return, filter it, high pass around 400 Hz, low pass around 6K, compress it a bit, and blend quietly, then arrange into 8 bars, bars 1 to 4, version A, bars 5 to 8, version B, plus 1 1-bar dropout where the ARP mutes and a vocal stab hits. Export a bounce and do 2 tests. Can you still hear the break clearly? And does the hook remain recognizable when the drums are loud? Final recap to lock it in. You're composing jungle rave ARPs by triggering an arpeggiator with rhythmic chord hits, not by drawing endless notes. You're using swing plus gate for that mechanical but rolling pocket. This audio version is shortened for playback.